Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, 'cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again, 'cause they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, 'cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood. And I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee. She was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street and I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun-tanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door. And she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and we rode on. I took the best in Manhattan Beach back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp Tommy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up. And he came back and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of "I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of "I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal.
And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk NBA, WNBA basketball. So let's talk basketball. Yeah, what's up, DJ? How's everything on that end of the world?
Everything's good. Let's talk WNBA basketball.
All right. WNBA basketball. Well, do we have any games to talk about from yesterday? Because we were on the air yesterday. So did anybody play yesterday, or are they scheduled to play today?
So there was one game yesterday. That was the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty, and the Aces beat the Liberty 88-75. That was the only game played yesterday. So
all right.
If we want to look at the standings, they're going to be pretty much the same as yesterday because the Aces and the Liberty are the number one and two teams. So their place didn't change any, and no one else's place changed either because nobody else played a game.
All right. Well, go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. Do it, girls. Do it. Go, Las Vegas. All right. Well, let's talk Major League Baseball then. Let's see what they're doing in the Major League Baseball League. So let's talk American League first.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home.
All right. Major League Baseball, American League. Any games we can talk about? We know the standings haven't changed very much from yesterday's report, but anybody play any games that changed in the standing?
I'll just go over the standings since I have no idea what question you just asked me. In the American League East, the Orioles are on top with 74 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who are hot on their tail. They have 73 wins, so they're one game behind Baltimore. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place with 67 wins. Boston Red Sox are in fourth place with 63 wins, and New York Yankees are in fifth with 60 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top with 63 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 58 wins. Detroit Tigers have 54 wins. Chicago White Sox have 48 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top with 72 wins, followed by the Houston Astros, who are catching up. They have 70 wins. The Seattle Mariners in third place with 66 wins. Angels in fourth place with 60 wins. And the Oakland A's bringing up the rear with 34 wins. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are still on top with 78 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 66 wins. Third place, the Miami Marlins have 63 wins. In fourth place, New York Mets have 56 wins. And in fifth place, the Washington Nationals have 55 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are still on top with 65 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 63 wins, so that's pretty close. And in third place, it's the Chicago Cubs with 62 wins. So that's three games between the top three teams in the National League Central. So that's a battle. And in fourth and fifth place, it's the New York Pirates, both, and the St. Louis Cardinals, both with 54 wins. And in the National League West, the Dodgers are still on top with 74 wins, followed by the San Francisco Giants with 64 wins. So they're 10 games ahead of the second place team. In third place, the Arizona Diamondbacks have 62 wins. Looks like they're trying to make a comeback against the Giants. The Padres are in fourth place with 58 wins, and the Colorado Rockies are in fifth place with 46 wins. Those are the standings. And let's see, yesterday the Dodgers beat the Brewers, and the Diamondbacks beat the Padres. We expected that. The Nationals beat the Red Sox 10-7. We weren't expecting that. The Cardinals lost to the Mets. That was expected. And the Kansas City Royals lost to the Seattle Mariners. That was expected as well. Today's games, well, let's see. The Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago Cubs 4-3, which is not good for the Cubs, obviously. The Royals are in last place. They're not close to anything, so it's not going to really help them. The Detroit Tigers are playing the Cleveland Guardians. The Tigers are up 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Those are the only two games that have started, or one finished and one started. The Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Cincinnati Reds today. The Red Sox are playing the Yankees. The Phillies are playing the Nationals. The Braves are playing the Giants. Detroit Tigers are in game two of their series with the Cleveland Guardians. The Brewers are playing the Rangers. This is game one of that series. Mariners are playing the Astros. Pirates are playing the Twins, game one. Mets are playing the Cardinals. White Sox are playing the Colorado Rockies. The Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Angels. The Baltimore Orioles are playing last place Oakland A's. Diamondbacks are playing the Padres again. So they beat them yesterday 3-1. Let's see if see what happens today. And the Dodgers are playing the Miami Marlins tonight at 7 o'clock. So that's it for today's games. There's a bunch of games being played tomorrow, which is Saturday, and Sunday. So when we come back, we'll have a lot of the standings should be changed significantly. And that's it for sports. So let's go to a commercial, and then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he took off in pursuit of the driver. And he thought to himself, "I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. So when he caught up with the man, he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back.
Hey, Julio, I'm telling you, homie, I can't be broke this time. I'm going to go get a job. Get a job. Yeah. Fool, you got to go down to the county, get and get you some GR.
7 in the morning, standing in the line. 3 fools in the front of me, drinking on the wine. 2 in the back of me, sucking on a drink. And 1 in the back of them, begging for a new port. There's 4 or 5 suckers way in the back. Stoop down low in the crowd, smoking crack. They're looking at me funny cause I got a record out. And a nigga with a record out, supposed to have some clout. A fourth of the people in the line need help. But the other fourth of that half can help they self. A fourth of the people haven't been fed. And all of the rest are fucked up in the head. A bald head face bitch is about to make me laugh. And a nigga who need a bath is asking for my autograph. Ain't nothing changed but the time. I gotta get mine, so I'm standing in the county line. Here comes another stop, asking if I rap. I don't say a word, cause he knows that I do. I'm down with the mad ass, you know who. I take a number and a suit, I'm sweating from the heat. Somebody got their shoes off, I smell their feet. My number is 80, the smell's no 20. I look up at the clock, getting now it's 10:30. Free butter and cheese, oh please, oh please. Can I get my food stamp so I can leave? I got money in a car, but they won't know it. Now they ask a gang of questions, cause I told them I was homeless. I'm living in the car, brought back in the alley. But I used to stack up with the hooker named Sally. Line after line, rough is the time. My life is in a bind, so I'm standing in the county line. To think I'm a fool, but I know that I can jerk her.
Punk asshole sitting behind the window, old toe up ass chump, running that old weak shit come out.
You have a penitentiary record.
I say I know that bitch.
She wants to know what kind of work do I do. I said I haven't worked since 1982. I can't find a job, though I looked and I looked. Took one hit of the crack and was hooked. She's sitting there wondering when I get to the point. And the whole time I'm wishing I could smoke me a joint. Job search, welfare project, fast next. And in a few weeks I get my check. Now I got to wait for them to call me to the window so I can get a voucher for the hotel and the bus show. It's 5:13 by the clock on the wall. Vote for some change so I can make a phone. Shit's getting out of this time to 29. That's why so many niggas are standing in the county line.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
How we stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan took up an answer. You hear that? The real chap is hearing. When I hear rolls of heroin, gas based on heroin, crack raise the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that, it's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it, nowadays they can't tell it. That's that good, we ain't sure, man. Put the CD on your tongue, yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
From the place where the father's gone, the mother's
Jones, lock us up in a Audi home. How the Mexicans say we just trying to party home. They want to pack us all in a box like styrofoam. Who gave the dime anthrax? George Bush got the answers. Back in the hood, it's a different type of chemical. Arm and Hammer, bacon, soda, raise a whole quota. Right when our soldiers ran for the stove, cuz dreams of being hope and went from being a broke man to being a dope man to being a president. Look at Pope, man. That inspiration for the Moes and the folks, man. Shorty come and see his mama straight overdose, man. And this is the soundtrack. This is the type of music that you make when you round that. Crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
Bagging up this here crack music.
I just wanna feel ya. Come on, we know. You know what I mean? Everybody just lay on my, listen to the beat, line up the blood as we work relief. Crystal in my lap, chronic in the air.
Nigga, pass that shit like you just don't care.
Yeah, you're on my shit list, Biggie Bird slips. When I'm pissed, release the Rolex from your wrist. Nigga, no human being, Korean or European. Be seeing what Big be seeing, not even peeing. In they draws, because Biggie small, is far from weak. Rat chat chat, please speak.
Nigga, close your eyes, cause you already see. The notorious
B-R-A-T. The raw combination, the destination. Number one, total gun with no hesitation. Live with the funkified cutie pie. Gap by the side, the small by her side. If you fuck with her, you got to fuck with me.
What?
And we be rapping at your motherfucking eulogy. So
I got the funk in my pocket, shit stay locked down. The nigga you know who represents them platinum sounds. Now baby Biggie, I done heard that doozy. Didn't find nothing but truth in the hook. Be a pleasure to rep with a notorious nigga ready to die. I jumped in the bench, took me a little ride round the mountain, broke the left hit, so deaf, and told that nigga JD I was the one. Fuck the rest, we funkified, kicking it live. Robin Leach teach a nigga how to really survive. Whether it be crack or blunt, ain't no need to front. Got what you need, and I take everything you ever wanted. Nigga, we coming mad, it's pimping ass, it's glass, it's full of Moet, the Rolex, it's Barbade, Parquet, B to the R-A-T, rolling off, roll on Chrome 17.
Let me see you moving on that dance.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street, is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Say, I brought the microphone. Light bag of the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers. Yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat. Got my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue. By blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money. Used to live in a park, getting high with the homies, in a park after dark. Just a camp in a lot, in the desert popping this. Then it grew so big, it became a tropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies singing Ready or Not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm moving down the city. I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone. You don't need no dial. I'm G Money. It's a family affair. Cause I hang with the homies. And we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly. They call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block. French braiding my hair. I go to the park. I swing on the swing. Like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money. I want the world to know. I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue five, blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in the park. Getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping this. And it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking all my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and a roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, lady loving my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braid in my hair. I go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue five, blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in the park. Getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping hits. And it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. I got all my homies smoking all my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and a roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, lady loving my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow.
Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever.
and in your name I say hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.